Located in the North Maine woods, Chesuncook Lake is the largest man-made lake in Maine. Covering 26,200 acres, the lake is actually the third largest lake overall in the state, trailing only Moosehead Lake and Sebago Lake. The making of a lake. Chesuncook Lake was formed by a succession of dam building on the West Branch Penobscot River. Dams constructed in 1835 and 1903 contributed to the formation of the lake, but Chesuncook Lake as we know it today was formed by the construction of the 92-foot Ripogenus Dam, which was started in 1916 and completed in 1920. The dam impounds Chesuncook Lake, along with Ripogenus Lake, Caribou Lake, and Moose Pond. This dam greatly expanded Chesuncook Lake, which now has a maximum depth of 150 feet. With the dam's completion, the lake could provide water storage that was needed for log drives on the Kennebec River. In 1953, construction of the McKay Hydroelectric Station was completed and the dam supplied power to paper mills in Millinocket. It was also utilized to send pulpwood to those mills. Henry David Thoreau visited the lake after the first dam construction in the 19th century. He recorded his thoughts on the lake and surrounding area in his book, The Maine Woods. But Thoreau never saw the expanse of the lake as we know it now. Chesuncook Lake today. Today, Chesuncook Lake is a hub of recreational activity. The lake may be best known as the launch point for whitewater rafting in the Penobscot River. The river features Class B rapids and draws thousands of adrenaline-seeking rafters each year. The lake is renowned as a landlocked salmon fishery. Brook trout, lake trout, white perch, and yellow perch are also plentiful in its waters. In recent years, fishery biologists have become concerned that the lake is actually overpopulated with fish. Fishing derbies and adjusted laws and regulations have been put in place to try to lower the overall fish population in the lake. Boating and camping are also popular pastimes on the lake. There are a number of wilderness campsites on the lake shores. Hunting is also quite popular, as the area around Chesuncook Lake is rich with whitetail deer, bears, moose, and grouse. The historic Chesuncook Lake House is another lovely destination in the area. The small wilderness lodge in Chesuncook Village was built as a farmhouse and boarding house in 1864. It was used to supply logging operations in northern Maine. Henry David Thoreau stayed here during his visit to the lake. Once only accessible by boat, float plane, or snowmobile, the Chesuncook Lake House is now also accessible by vehicle. While the original 1864 structure was tragically destroyed by a fire in 2018, it has been rebuilt and features the same tranquil views of the lake and Mount Katahdin that Thoreau enjoyed. The irony of this man-made lake. Much of the shore of Chesuncook Lake remains undeveloped and wild. Often the stillness of these waters is only disturbed by a fish's leap, an eagle's cry, or the call of a loon. Ironically, Maine's largest man-made lake is a superb place to get back to nature. We're pretty sure Thoreau would approve. Up next, discover the deepest lake in Maine. Discover the highest point in Maine. Discover Maine's coldest January on record. The longest biking trail in Maine. Discover the deadliest animals in Maine.